Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your loving kindness to us. Please guide us into your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us speak those words and let us live a life which reflects the reality that we belong to Jesus. Last week, I heard a believer say they go to sleep and they wake up praising Jesus. Well, may the life we live demonstrate who we belong to, Jesus Christ. I don't read things very often on Christ Today. In fact, I believe the last letter I read was an open letter from Archbishop and Nuncio Carlo Vigano to President Trump. And that was on November 5th, 2020, on Christ Today broadcast. In it, that Archbishop Vigano gave a warning about the great reset that was planned to take place. And he warned the world about Pope Francis also, that he was, of the devil. And I presume it was for saying that he was excommunicated. So here he is. I'm not sure if he's 70 yet, but I believe he's in his 70s, and he retired, or went into retirement, and then he was excommunicated, we presume, because of what he said in that letter to President Trump. Now, you can hear that letter on the November 5th, 2020 broadcast of Christ Today. It was beginning at about minute 15. It was pretty close to that. So, on Christ Today, I don't usually do that kind of reading, but today I am going to read an essay which I liked very much. So, this is an essay by Doug Dietrich on August 5th, 2020. It was recorded, and it is titled, "We Are Living in Eternity Now." So let me just introduce to you Brother Doug and his wife, Sister Charlie Dietrich. They are a delightful couple in the Phoenix area, Phoenix, Arizona, who have been a praying ministry for people. They have, in effect, been missionaries, as far as I know, all their life. But right now, they are having a prayer ministry, and it is mostly for people who have a physical issue. So they pray for people, and and I join them in that prayer because I have had that physical issue in my own life, and I know how important prayer is for the healing of people. And one of the things that they did, Sister Charlie Dietrich did, was besides that ministry on Facebook called Charlie Dietrich Prayer Group, where they pray for people. And as I said, I have had the benefit of prayer from people locally and in a large part of the U.S. also. And the prayer has been very healing for me, and I am so thankful for that healing that God has given me. Well, anyway, this ministry, in particular, Charlie Dietrich, has a book called Divine Appointments, and it is a wonderful, uplifting book to read. And it is available through Book Locker and Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and online sources. It's a delightful book to read about, wonderful things that happen in life to people. You could call them miracles also, because it's just amazing how God reaches out with love and mercy to his people. And that's what the book is about. So I enjoyed it very greatly, and someone else may also enjoy it greatly. Well, Brother Doug writes little things on that Facebook site, and they are really sometimes wonderful, thoughtful messages. And this last one that I read was also just wonderful. It is titled, We Are Living in Eternity Now. And so here goes. Everything we will experience in eternity will be determined by those few short years that we are living on earth right now. Once this life is over, we will have already made the choices and decisions that will determine our forever. And the Bible says this, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Revelation 20:12. This describes the final judgment and confirms that man will be judged by their works, which are the works done in the body. But it's also true that the judgment of Christians, they will be judged when Jesus addresses the seven churches in the book of Revelation. He uses the term works 12 times, primarily in the phrase, I know thy works. And the judgment seat of Christ is for believers, and that will come sometime before the final judgment. And most believe that this will happen at the rapture of the church. And what does this judgment seat of Christ entail? Well, for the faithful servants who are watching, we are told that they will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." And that is Matthew 25:21. We are told that believers will receive rewards and crowns from the Lord. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust shall corrupt, and where the thieves do not break through and nor steal. That's Matthew 6:20. And to others who were not obedient, Jesus said that the servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did not commit the things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. Now that's Luke 12:47. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Revelation 13:19. And regarding those servants who ignore God and going with the world, we read that their Lord shall cut them asunder and appoint them his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 24:51. That is the portion of the hypocrites, and I believe it is their portion as I go through the great tribulation and read that we will be tried by fire, as the Lord states to the church of the Laodiceans. Quote, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot, and then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." So this is indicating that instead of going in the rapture, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. The term in the fire refers to persecution, and white raiment refers to martyrdom. As we see later in chapter 6 of Revelation, "And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also should be killed, as they were." That's Revelation 6:9 and 11. We know that we are saved only by faith in Jesus Christ, and not by works, which is the beginning of the Christian life. However, our works are nothing to ignore or to be taken lightly. James tells us, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." That's James 2:26. Jesus taught the infinite importance of everything in our lives, and he tells us the very hairs of our head are all numbered. Matthew 10:30. And also I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Matthew 12:36. This world is under God's microscope continually, and in every detail it is being recorded for eternity. The events of this life will be acknowledged and relevant throughout all of eternity. That along with God's eternal word, where heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. The book of Psalms is referring to Jews who were foolishly rebelling against God. And it states that they, how doth God know, and that there is knowledge in the Most High. That's Psalms 73:11. And yet they say, Lord shall not see, and neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. That's Psalms 94:7. So obviously, we wouldn't want the devil to say there is no God. And this is said by people today. This has been said by people in the past. And these people will probably see that the real meaning of their life will be when they are judged. Well, previously, this is the exact opposite of the truth. And the devil is a liar. But the devil tells these things. For instance, there is no God. And the people who will listen to that will be judged. Now, somehow, Christians who believe in evolution, that it is how creation came about, evolved. Now, this is a real disadvantage spiritually, because it does not allow us to see the real truth of this wicked world that God created, the goodness in this world. As he said in creation, it is good. Well, the world is living and is breathed into by the word of God. And the Bible and all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. And you might be saying, since everything is so intricate and complicated, how do we know just what to do? Well, it's really pretty simple. I just try to do whatever God says in the Bible, and it works every time. So this is Brother Doug continuing. I have lived 72 years, long and hard years, and looking back on my life, the only things I can really feel peace about are the times that I obeyed God's word, no matter what I thought or felt. I just followed his words, which were not a feeling. It is his directions, which are not hard to understand. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Yes, he will lead and guide us, and he promises to make all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. God's word tells us everything we need to know. First, how to meet him through faith and through Jesus Christ, and how to receive his Holy Spirit, and then to mature his Spirit within us by learning and studying his word. Then he can live with us through faith and with hope and with his love. He can live with us through our lives here on earth by the Holy Spirit within us. Therefore, every second of every day becomes unbelievably holy and important in our future, that is to say, our forever. Many times we wonder, why is this happening? Or why do I have to go through this trial or whatever it is? Of course, we all have done this, and I'm pretty sure that we will get a range of feelings about it. Sometimes we get angry in life, and sometimes we might even get angry at God. However, the more we grow in God's grace by studying, and especially by living God's word, then we begin to realize the gravity and the consequence of his infinite word and his infinite love in every detail. This occurs during our brief time on earth, and we began to see the necessity of casting down imaginations and everything that exalteth itself. And we must have knowledge of God through reading and the Bible, in prayer, and cast every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. And that's 2 Corinthians 10:5. This causes us to concentrate on the things of the earth in a way that is wise. And we are to depart from the things of hell, Proverbs 15:24. And Brother Doug goes on to say, God told me a long time ago that if you view your Christian life that it ends at the grave, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Now, he found this to be true as he has lived life, and he believes that only time we will ever get to know God is right now, and we will be rushing to do the things that are important to God, the will of God. That is the call of God. Well, this is as we seek God's kingdom through all of eternity, and that we have to believe in his understanding, and we read these things out of the Bible. We look at that 23rd Psalm when David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and it would be referring to his own deeds of goodness and mercy to others. And now, to understand that the kingdom of God is within us, David's life was exemplifying God's righteousness, and he showed forth God's righteousness of goodness and mercy to, just about everyone. And just like An evil man leaves an evil trail of lies and hurt and evil. The good man leaves a trail also. A trail of good. So we want to get the right perspective on how to live life. Life before God and in this life, and have the victory. And when the day comes that we are gathered to Christ's kingdom, our works, which include God's goodness and mercy, will follow us, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, God bless all of us. And that's signed Brother Doug. Well, he writes just a little bit more about the praise and the glory of God and God's order and his interventions in life. And he shows the salvation of God in Psalm 50:23. And notices that we cannot drink the cup of the devils and be partakers in the Lord's table. So that's pretty much saying we get to choose one cup or the other. Are you going to choose to follow the Lord Jesus, or are you going to follow some other path, which, yeah, could be of the devil, or it could be even of your own path? What are you going to choose? We all have these questions, and we all get to have a choice of how we live and what we do. As for me and my house, we shall follow the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, there's these questions. Let me say again that if you are interested, you can look into Sister Charlie Dietrich's prayer group on Facebook. And I'm going to mention that book again because I enjoyed it so much. It was Divine Appointments through Book Locker or Barnes & Noble or other book people. It was a great book. I really enjoyed it. So, now, I have had some thoughts that I'm just going to go over. I've written down some ideas, and they've been on my mind. So I'm going to talk about them because, well, we just do those things. You know, we're human and we do things that are human, and sometimes we are brave and sometimes we're not so brave. But we want to be brave for Jesus Christ. And so I'm thinking of Revelation 21:8 that tells us that the fearful or the cowardly shall have their place in the lake of fire. So let us each be brave and strong for Jesus. Choose to be brave and strong as you go through this life. Yes, be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Now, there are some people who have all sorts of views and they read different ideas into the Bible. I hope that you read that good book and follow it faithfully, and that we are in heaven together. Now, it does tell us things that can be a little bit different from what a pastor tells us, and that's why I say get the Book of God and read it thoroughly, because I think that we can learn more from God's Word than we can from a pastor, even though we know pastors have lots of good things to say, and that's good. But believe the written word, the Bible. Well, as I was just saying, to be strong in the Lord. And I know that there's people who look at the events of Daniel and the book of Revelation, and they kind of get scared because they're the beasts. Well, speaking of the beasts, there's the fourth book, the fourth beast in the book of Daniel. 7:7 in Daniel, And the fourth beast has teeth of iron. And a lot of people now are saying that it sounds to them like that is a description of dangerous robots. Well, it could be, who knows? There's things we don't understand in the Bible, and we strive to understand, and let us pray to Jesus for understanding as we read. I always like to have ask Jesus for understanding before and after I read the Bible. Well, in these days, technology is just, well, it's astounding. There are so many things that we have never experienced before, and we just are amazed. But that's a part of what is going on in the Word, in life, and how we apply the Word of God to our life. Now, there are the technological ideas I just mentioned, the robots with the iron teeth, and this is something that could develop into a Bible truth. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what the fourth beast is. I don't know what the beast system is. But I can see that more and more things are going on in the world, yes, by AI, yes, by computers, yes, by technology. All of it is astounding to look at. And the big thing that we want to remember is to search out, understand, and stay grounded in the Word of God, the truth of God and His Word. Now, whatever comes our way, just like there have been in the last 100 years, plenty of faithful people have followed the Word of God, and that has been their focus, so that they did not get distracted by, well, whatever it was. It could have been pain or torture or prison or anything. But our job is to stay focused on Jesus Christ and His Word, the Bible. Now, we have a lot of decisions to make in the world. I was thinking about my relatives a few days ago, and one of them told me when I was just a boy that anticipation is greater than realization. That took me a while to quite understand, but I can see how it is true. And through life, yes, what we can imagine through our anticipation is more wonderful than the reality of whatever it is that we might experience in life. And that includes our dreams and desires. It might be our imagination about what marriage is, or what a relationship with, depending on another person, or depending on an organization, or depending on the church or the government. All these things can be in our imagination, and they are not real. So the difference between anticipation and realization are, or can be, profoundly different. And that's a part of what we get to make decisions on as we go through life. Now, so much these days has to do with artificial intelligence and what is put to us for our own imagination. But the reality is in this life and in Jesus. And that's something we cannot lose track of, because if we lose track of it, it's misleading and disappointing. So our dreams, it's like that song goes, "Don't worry, be happy." Yeah, and we all know that if you decide to be happy, it might or it might not work. It's pretty interesting. But we can hold that imagination if we want to. And that is what it is. It's an imagination. But it's a part of what is so human in life, is we do think, we do dream, and then we get to deal with reality. That's life. Oh, yes. Well, we have things that are potentially problems in life. I've seen a few of them. I know lots of people have seen a few, and I also read about people who have had problems, which is why I like to say, beware of the future and have some supplies for the just in case. And the most basic things to life are water, food, and warmth. Now, you can add a couple of those other things, like shelter is good, and community can become ever so essential. But for the simple version of what to get, I say water, food, and warmth. And then you go from there with what you can see is a good idea. Oh, yeah, some people would say clothes like boots and socks and warm jackets for the just in case. Other people would say we need tools or we need gardening implements, tools, and we need seeds to grow our food. Well, all these things are a part of it, and we have a big question of what should we store up? Should we store sugar and salt? Sure. Yeah, all of that. We all have a different idea, and then as a community, we will help one another with what we have stored if we ever have that difficult times coming along, which there have always been in history. And it's just that we have had such a blessed life that we haven't seen those kind of needs for a long time, and so we don't think about it because it's not in our experience, but it certainly is in our history. These are new days, and we get news of all sorts of things. Speaking of news, have you heard about the UFOs that is being talked about? Now, we can say that's a reality, or we can say that is a distraction. And we can say that the world leaders are talking about UFOs, and oh, there's the Charles, yes, King Charles. They're talking about UFOs as being a religious experience, and people in our government have talked, well, I should say it's the conspiracy people, because they have talked about the UFOs as being a distraction, and that those will be in coordination with what is called Project Bluebeam. And Project Bluebeam has developed into something which is an image in the clouds, in the sky, that can show a supernatural being coming to Earth. And it could be Jesus, it could be Muhammad, it could be angels, it could be armies or animals. Now, this is something that really gets talked about if you look at certain people, but it certainly is not mainstream news. But it is something that has been talked about quite a bit in the alternative news. And it could be very true. In fact, I've seen, what do you call those, videos of Project Bluebeam showing an animal coming out of the water, which is really in a gym, a large gym with perhaps a porpoise going out of the water, which of course cannot be. But we all see it, and they have been able to show that a person can touch one of these little fishes or dolphins or whales that jump out of the water and start making those dolphin noises or whale noises. It's something which we cannot understand because it conflicts with what we know is real. But there it is right in front of us. And that is what we are facing with this so-called Project Bluebeam of the U.S. government, and other governments apparently are contributing to this, I don't know what to call it, the direction of how things are going. We have all sorts of things going on in the world, and sure, we could say this Project Bluebeam, or the coming of a supernatural being, could be faked. And that is one of the things that was talked about in that invasion of Iraq. Whoa, way back in 20 years ago. Again, it's kind of a secret military project that we don't get full news of, but we hear things that are talked about. We certainly have things going on today, and we do have our armies going into different lands, as I just said, Iraq, or what are we doing in Ukraine, or military stationed all around the world. What's going on with that? And I have to think of our nation's founding fathers. What would they say about what's going on today? Would they say, good job that we have our armies stationed around the world? Would they say, good job about our country's national debt? Or would they say, good job about all the debt that the U.S. citizens have? Is that a good thing? And what about our borders? Are they secure? Is that a good thing? We have some real questions that you can think of and just ponder. What would our founders say about how America has been developing in the last few years or few decades? We have that to consider, just like we have to consider our position in Jesus Christ. What is it to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and how are we doing at it? We all should have that concern, because we are judged according to, yes, our heart and our commitment, and that shows itself in what we do, how we speak. And this is something which we are facing today, as we get different religions that are proposing all sorts of things that are maybe not biblical. Oh, certainly some of them are not biblical, even though they call themselves Christians. And I think about several of the movements that you can just question and see if they are following the Bible or not. They may say they follow the Bible, but it is up to you to understand if you will be in agreement with them or not. There's something called the Word of Faith Ministries. There are also called the Prosperity Gospel that seems to go right along with that. Now, we all have our own decisions about what is going on with that, but I would like you to consider, if you are following that Word of Faith and the Prosperity Gospel, are you doing that for your own benefit, or are you doing that to benefit the kingdom of God? I think it's pretty simple about what that Prosperity Gospel is encouraging, and I think it's always dangerous when there is a cult of self-enrichment. And this is something which we all have to judge for ourselves, because we will be judged based on what we do. And if you look at the Bible, there are warnings against pursuing wealth, like in 1 Timothy 3:3 and Hebrews 13:5. And yet we know that wealth is by itself is not a bad thing. It is simply, where is our heart, and what do we do with the wealth? And there are plenty of unanswered questions about all the things that are going on. There are always unanswered questions in our history. They go on, and yet we get to understand what is our position regarding them. Look at the history we have learned. Unanswered questions are all over the place. Thinking about Abraham Lincoln's assassination, with over 300 witnesses called before Congress to testify. And some of them were detained, and some of them were jailed, and some of them were tried for conspiracy. Well, this is a matter of things going on in real life that reflect the truth of what's going on, and we have to make sure that we follow the truth of Jesus Christ and not that of the world. And the world is all around us, whether it's the assassination of Abraham Lincoln or the Great Fire of Rome in 64 AD. See, that was a mystery too. And there were Romans that were called into court to testify, and there were two men who testified. This is in the record, and I don't know why more people don't know, but it seems to surprise quite a few that they testified that they were hired by people in Caesar's court to set the fires. And yet, it was the Christians who were blamed for starting that great fire of Rome. Now, speaking of fires, we have fires today going on. Yes, in Paradise, that one was a few years ago, and now there's the one in Maui. And conspiracy people are saying that the directed energy weapons caused both of those fires, and they could be right, because there's questions about all of this. Why is metal melting and plastic is not? That has been a question since the Paradise fire, and it continues with the Maui fire. We are searching for truth. We don't know the truth, but we see questions that just don't make sense. Why are there puddles of metal in the street? I think it's also interesting that he was the incident officer in the Las Vegas shootings. What was his name? I'll think in a minute. But he was the chief of police on Maui, and it's just interesting that a man like that, who was involved in the Las Vegas shooting, was then chief of police in Maui. Questions. We have lots of questions and not so many answers. And part of the people would say that this is an effort by the Biden people to distract from all the things that are going on with Biden. And there are people who say that the $750 promised per household to the Maui residents are nothing when we are sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. Right now, it's over $100 billion we have sent to Ukraine. And when you think of $1 billion is equal to 1,000 millions, it is like we have sent $100,000 million bills to Ukraine. Isn't that fantastic? And yet we are looking at the residents of Maui receiving $750 per household. All I can say is it's astounding. And we have to learn from history that there are things going on that we don't know about. And we have to search out the understanding and remain faithful to God, Jesus Christ, and the things that are in the Bible. This is what we need to understand our salvation. That's what it is. Now, there's questions we can all have, sure, about the Maui fire and the Paradise fire, and if there were directed energy weapons going on. There's a lot of things in the news, that is the alternative news, to suggest one thing or another. And yeah, we can look at it, because there are questions whether there is a directed energy weapon base on Maui or not, or I tell you, there are real reasons to question all of these things, but it's not like we know the whole answers, and yet we have things going on. Again, we don't know the whole answers. Look at what's going on with Israel. Right now, there is an effort by the Biden administration to make a deal with Saudi Arabia to deal with Israel and the Palestinians, and that probably has to do with a two-state solution to divide Israel. And if that happens, well, I've heard for 20 and 30 years about, well, these are people that say they have a prophetic word. And, oh yes, I am highly suspicious of that. But I still remember what they talk about. And they talk about if the United States goes along with dividing Israel, or causes Israel to be divided, God will divide the United States, and that probably means with a great earthquake, which would allow one of the Great Lakes to go right down the Mississippi Valley and cause a path of destruction which would divide the United States into two. Just like Israel would be divided, the United States would then be divided by a huge I don't know what to call it, just a river going down the United States. Interesting. Do we know? No, it's another question we don't know. Just like we don't know about chemtrails all around the world. Are they real, or are they not real? We get indicators, but it doesn't mean we have knowledge of it when the people who know are not speaking. I think it's kind of a funny thing that chemtrails are said to be made of barium and aluminum, and if you look at those initials from the periodic table, B for barium, A for and AL for aluminum, you get the word Baal, B-A-A-L. And we know that Baal is the prince of the air, and we have to think of chemtrails in the air. No, it's not. It's not anything we know. It's just kind of interesting, but it is something that can be talked about and pondered. Well, we have a lot of things going on in this country and around the world, and we do have to search out the truth as far as we know, and there is nothing more true than God and God of the Bible. So read that Bible. Understand the truth that it will give you, and then live according to that truth. Now, there's all sorts of things we can ponder and try to figure out that are just things we don't understand. Yeah, from chemtrails to directed energy weapons that might have gone on in Hawaii, or the Paradise fire. There's good reason to say that the dew weapons were used all across the United States and all across the world. Just like there's 100 forest fires going on in Greater Russia right now, and how did they get started? We'll never know. But there's these questions that have to do with a lot of things. And there's a question of weather manipulation, if the high winds actually contributed to the fires in Maui. They say it does, because the Hurricane Dora, even though it was 500 miles away, caused winds, and those winds caused the downed power lines to cause fires. Is it true? We don't know. But we know that the electrical utilities, just like the PG&E in Paradise, and now the electric company in Maui, will probably get blamed and have to pay a large amount. Well, the way of the world. I guess that's okay. But we have these things that are going on with corruption in the world, and we have to figure out what does it mean. There's corruption. And I think about the Biden family corruption. We keep hearing increasing numbers about how corrupt there were with 5 million, 7 million, 15 million, 25 million, whatever the amount is that they received. It is something that is a question for us to be concerned about, just like we have to be concerned about what happened with the Russian Gulf Stream 2 pipeline. Did the United States blow that up? Were we a party to it? Was Britain a party to it? And what does it all mean? Well, we have these things. Are they distractions, like some commentators say? Some people call it all a distraction, whether it is the credit rating of the United States government dropping and us being concerned about how much interest we are paying. Next year, said to be $1 trillion in interest that the United States pays. How will we recover? I'm not sure. We've got these things going on that are really looking very serious for the United States, and we get to figure out how are we going to survive these troubles. Well, to me, I think of water, food, and warmth. And there are everybody's interpretation about what we need to clean water. A water filter? Of course. Or something different? Yes. What about food? Are we going to buy food? A year's worth of food? Are we going to grow food? Several years of food? How are we going to harvest it? All sorts of questions, and what are we going to do about it? Speaking of food, I think there's viruses going around, and there is a question of if the Chinese, that is the Chinese Communist Party, are going to have a virus against the United States. Of course, it's two forms of virus, the computer virus hidden in the malware that is already in the United States, and there is a biological virus that is possible, just like COVID. Are these going to happen? Well, we ponder it, especially when we have, like a few weeks ago, there was news of that biolab in Fresno, near Fresno, that had all sorts of viruses in it. Coronavirus, HIV, herpes, and hemorrhagic fevers, and the thousands of humanized mice that were in it. It's something that we have to realize. We are under attack. Yes, it is spiritual, but it is also physical. So let us remember our place in the kingdom of God with and through Jesus Christ. And let us depend on Jesus as we pray and seek to do His will. Well, again, I thank you for listening to this week's broadcast, and may God bless you as you go about doing God's will faithfully. We are questioning what will happen, and there's always a few things that will do us good. Of course, we think of food, water, and warmth. God bless you, and thank you for listening today. Inside your glory, glory now, Father, how you love me.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Shine your light, shine your light.